All right, Alessandro Lupino, welcome to America. I did not expect to see you here racing Paula, but my buddy Dan Truman was telling me all about it. And look, bummer you crashed in the first moto, but 13th, I think, second moto, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't expect to come here. We decided like 1 month ago. And our schedule was always delayed. So we say, well, we don't know. We go for the first two, actually. Yep. But then they change again the plan. So next week I have Italia Championship. Yep. So I fly back tomorrow morning. So we say we go there. We just take a standard KTM and I bring my suspension. And then we come here. It was really nice experience. Yep. And I enjoy a lot.
What do you think of the track?
The track this morning was good. Yep. It was pretty difficult. And on the motos, for me, was a little bit dangerous. I don't want to take any risk. In the first moto, I take a good start. I was like 8. Mm-hmm. So I push a little bit. I say I want to be with the guys in front and it will be easy. And then I make mistake. So if you are there in front, you can take some risk more. Yeah. But to be in the back, I prefer to stay safe and enjoy riding.
Right. Yeah, this is a weird track for us in the Nationals. You know, it's Southern California. It's a little different and then really soft and ruddy. So, yeah, it was a different track for the U.S. guys, too.
Yeah, they told me. I spoke with many of them. And they say exactly the same. Why are you coming, Paula? There's so many races and tracks. So, yeah, I was the only one I can do. So I choose to do that. And in Europe, we have a track like this, plus minus. Maybe a little bit slower. So maybe in the future we'll like to ride the national and in a real track.
Did you surprise yourself with your qualifying time? Because usually that's not something that you guys don't worry about it too much, right? But did you surprise yourself?
Yeah, a little bit, yes. I didn't expect that I was that fast, to be honest, because we have really fun last days because I got a problem on the bike on Thursday. So
I heard all about it. From
yeah. So then, thanks to Dan, he fixed it. And then on Saturday night, he want to change the suspension because I was too soft. So I try. Right. So Friday night. So I try Saturday morning, and
brand new suspension setup for you.
Yeah.
It's always great.
Yeah, but it was long free practice to try. Two laps was enough. If I want to make some change, it's enough time. Right. Yeah, so I went there. And I don't care. I just have fun. But it works, and it was good. I think even in the a little bit disappointed in the moto because if in the first moto I didn't crash, for sure the result was different. Mm-hmm. But in one race like that, can make mistake. I did it. So that's my fault.
So if you go back to Europe and you use the suspension, you start winning. Dan Truman gets some credit for the new suspension setting.
I don't know, but like before, I was with the phone and I get so many messages from Europe riders like Geyser, Prado, and Goldenhoff and Tony. They all speak. Oh, that was a good lap time. I'm really happy for you. Go for it. They say yeah. And then I think they're scary that that was so quick.
You might owe Dan Truman for some bonus money if the suspension works. Did he tell you about Pulpomex Fantasy? Did you know anything about that?
Yeah, I know. I hear a lot about that.
So, you know, it's very important that you have a good day today.
Yeah, he said to me, you saved my day, at least.
Yes, lots of angry people after Moto 1, not so much after Moto 2.
Yeah.
Lots of okay people.
Yeah. I'm disappointed because I threw away first moto.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I'm sure 100% that the result can be much different.
Right.
The guys here, they are really fast, but Supercross and National, I think, are two different worlds.
Right.
And they are really, really fast on Supercross, and they don't have so much time to train on National track.
Yep.
So I think we spend more time on Motocross, so we are a little bit more used. And I can do good result, but today I didn't show, but the speed was okay.
Now, you've raced as nations, you've raced against Americans a lot, but did the aggression surprise you, or was it okay for you, like the aggression early in the motos? I've heard that a lot from MXGP guys. Did that surprise you, or was it okay?
I was expecting that to be worse.
Okay. Yeah.
Because lately, our moto from, 2 years already, 3 years, is 5 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
So No, to be honest, the year that Ryan Villopoto moved to Europe, that changed something in us.
Okay, yeah.
From that moment, I feel that the first beginning of the race is same as USA.
Okay, yeah.
I think here I have a little bit more safe to be up, because also on the second motor was like 20, something like that, so on the back. But I feel safe in the back. In Europe, if you have that position, you have to be so scary. Right.
Many wild cards, many wild card riders.
Yeah, and they do one race that they think they are the best. So you have to be really careful on that. They go straight to you. So here they was aggressive, but they are clean.
Right.
I like a lot.
Right. Well, hey, thanks for coming here. It was really cool to have you over here, man. Appreciate that. And too bad you can't stay for next week. That'd be cool too. But thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks to you. It was a pleasure. Thanks. Thank you.